And we're back for the second hour of Inland Folk, which is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Susan Werner, from one of her earlier albums. This is a pretty good album. Susan Werner did a kind of a deal where she did some wonderfully productive production with great backup. And then lately she's kind of gone into this whole pop thing where she feels like she needs 50 times more musicians than we actually need to hear her. And it's something that happens to people when they start hanging out with industry folks too much. And so on the later Susan Werner albums, there are a lot of them where you don't even hardly hear her voice. It's all covered up with L.A. orchestra and stuff. They're not worth buying. But some of these earlier ones are just incredible. Just incredible. Check this out.
cafe. You're too sweet to die. Sometimes I think you're too sweet to die. And other times I think you ought to be buried alive. Slidell is my home.
there's some New Orleans roots there, some gumbo rock going on there with that kind of, and you got a little bit of that kind of Santana, kind of Caribbean funk type thing happening, and ooh, good stuff. John Shane, not spelled like Shane, but spelled like S-H-A-I-N, John Shane. And a little blues there before that, Susan Warner, she's standing in her own way, according to that song. We're going to play one more from her, real mellow, and then we'll go back to one more from John Shane, pick it back up again. Alrighty? Looking good, looking good, looking good.
Hello, Amy Miles. I'm surprised to see you. Do you live here now? Are you married? Do you have some kids? Are you still painting? Oh, that's good, that's good. You really were good at it. Yes, I'm fine, I'm fine. I live in Houston now, I have a son. His name is Tyler and he's 3 years old. His dad and I, we couldn't work it out. But really, that's okay. And by the way, I'm sure that you remember I was weird in school. I'm sorry about Jesus and all that, you know. When I memorized the Bible, I went overboard. And I prayed for your soul and you were saved, you said. And I was glad to tears you wouldn't go to hell with everybody else. Oh, I was weird in school. I'm sorry about Jesus and all that, you know. I try to just forget about it all. So how is your mom? Yeah, she was funny, yeah, she made me laugh. And she smoked Camels, I remember that. She drinks a lot, oh yeah, I guess she does. I guess she always did. Yeah, my dad's all right. He's got the house out by the reservoir. I only see him maybe once a year. My mom's in Tulsa with her husband, Bill, who doesn't beat her up. And by the way, I'm sure that you remember I was weird in school. I'm sorry about Jesus and all that, you know. I'm hardly like the person that I was back then. I never read the Bible. I don't pray to God. I'm not real sure he listens, you know what I mean. But I really hoped he did when I was 17. I'm sorry about Jesus and all that, you know. I try to just forget about it all. I try to just forget about it all. I try to just forget about it all.
Muscle memory guides the steering wheel. Turn so slightly as you graze the hill. Package stores and parking lots. Finding meaning afterthought. Still, it's all the same things going down, down in your hometown. Creature comforts and forgotten dreams. lives continue like faded magazines. Little ghosts, the whispering in your ear. It's been 6 months since you were here. All the same things going down, down in your hometown.
Ooh, a couple of neo-gospel things there. Very interesting. The Lee Boys, Wade in the Water. My, my, my. And that was, yeah, that's very interesting, some of these arrangements where the technical skills are just incredible. The backup is, of course, very good, but the ability to ornament and sing around and do these vocal gyrations is really something. And it's a different way to express emotion, and it makes you think about that. You know, the Rockers got a lot of that, you know, from way, way, way back. And then, and it's kind of what a lot of kind of more conservative DJs held them all back, because that was just not the thing to do. You sang lyrics straight. You didn't do all that ornamentation. But wow. Wow, to be able to do that kind of thing would be pretty cool. We got to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We have lots more music. We're going to be right back. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on now.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a chance of showers, especially on the Palouse. High temperatures 69 in Moscow, 76 in Lewiston. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow with lows tonight in the upper 40s to mid 50s. Still breezy and highs tomorrow upper 60s to mid 70s. Mostly sunny next week.
Perhaps you feel every day is too busy. Meetings, deadlines, information overload. Sometimes you just need to regain your balance and composure. You'll find respite in Northwest Public Radio, a sanctuary of timeless classical music to clear your mind and soothe the spirit, every weekday from 9 to 4 or at nwpr.org.
Something that I do, or that happens to me, that is apparently unusual, although not totally unheard of. It's a thing psychologists refer to as lucid dreaming. And this is a kind of dream that people have where the details and everything are so sharp and so clearly realized that it's almost impossible to tell the difference between your dream and actual experience. Well, I first heard Mississippi John Hurt on the Folkways Anthology, and immediately set to work to learn. He had two tunes on it. Set to work to learn those two tunes, and he was God. That was simple. You know, there is, you just got. Later on, I heard more of his old recordings and so on. I never heard anything to make me doubt that was God. I suppose I have some Nietzsche in me or something like that, that he was dead. So we cut to 1963, and I was in Boston, and I was sitting in a little coffee house. Well, the Cafe Yana was over near Fenway Park. And I'm sitting in the coffee house, and there, on stage, with a guitar in his hand, was God. He was alive. Had been alive all this while. A fellow by the name of Tom Hoskins went down to Mississippi, found him, and brought him up. Yes. Here's a talk. And I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, shit, this has to be one of those lucid dreams. And then I decided, no, it couldn't be, because it was too far-fetched. And, well, I met John that night, and subsequently we became good friends. I had a chance to sit at God's feet. I learned this.
John Henry, who killed me, who killed me. The sky's coming down again. I get so tired of the same old blues, the same old song. Baby, it won't be long till I'll be tied on my flying shoes, my flying shoes. I'll be tied on my flying shoes. Spring on this side, summer had to be satisfied before the feeling that I can't lose. I'd like to stay, maybe watch a winter day turn the green water to white and blue. My flying shoes, my flying shoes, till I'll be tied. My flying
I'm one.
Dave Van Ronk from this Smithsonian Folkways 3 CD set called Down in Washington Square, his version of The House of the Rising Sun, which had been recorded many years before that in the 50s and by folks like Pete Seeger and people like that. And Dave Van Ronk, this was his recording. He claims that he taught it to Bob Dylan, who then recorded it on his very first album, and recorded a very kind of a similar way. And Van Ronk says, well, this is kind of unacceptable, and kind of took it from him, and didn't ask his permission for that arrangement or anything. And then Van Ronk said he felt vindicated when The Animals, of course, came out and made a huge hit of The House of the Rising Sun. Made tons and tons of money off of it. And, of course, Dylan's first album didn't do that well at all. So Van Ronk felt pretty good about that. Down in Washington Square, we also heard the Spike Driver Blues. This is an album. It's basically a three-CD set of early to late Dave Van Ronk all the way on up through. And there's some awesome, awesome stuff on this album. Some very, very traditional material. And then a couple of things that Van Ronk himself wrote. And some contemporary things. Pretty good stuff. Dave Van Ronk, who was an asthmatic, who smoked a lot and didn't take very good care of himself. And the rasp got more pronounced as he got older. And, you know, the breathing and the liquid in the lungs and all that could be heard a lot more in the later years. But, boy, oh, boy, what a talent. Also, Lyle Lovett in that set with Flying Shoes. The Townes Van Zandt song, it's such a wonderful version of that song. Lyle Lovett from this album, Step Inside This House. And it's a tribute to all these Texas singer-songwriters, Guy Clark and John Hyatt and Steve Fromholtz and Townes Van Zandt and a bunch of folks. We're going to hear one more from him. This is part of the Steve Fromholtz Texas trilogy. And it's called Daybreak, Lyle Lovett.
Silence of a new day beginning is heard in a small Texas town. Like a signal from nowhere, the people who live there, they're up and they're moving around. 'Cause there's bacon to fry and there's biscuits to bake on the stove that the Salvation Army won't take. You open the windows and you turn on the fan, because it's hotter than hell when the sun hits the land. Now Walter and Fanny lay on the grocery that sells most all that you need. They've been up and working since early this morning. They got the whole village to feed. They put out fresh eggs, they throw bad ones away. It rotted because of the heat yesterday. The store's all dark so you can't see the flies that settle on round steak and last Monday's pie. Drugstore and the cafe, they're open. And the coffee is bubbling hot. And all the folks that ain't working gonna sit there till sundown and talk about what they ain't got. Someone just blew a clutch in the old pickup truck. Like they've been riding on a streak of bad luck. The doctor bills came and the well has gone dry. Seems their grown kids don't care whether they live or die. Thank you.
That's the first third of the Texas trilogy that Lyle Lovett recorded, Daybreak, from Steve Fromholtz, songwriting from the pen of Steve Fromholtz. Yes, indeed. Well, we're at the end of the second hour of the show. Yes, we are. What a diverse show this one is. Oh, my goodness. Kevin Rinker, Charlotte Yao, Sue Ann Ramella, and Caitlin Bailey helping with all the work that is involved in a show that I used to do totally by myself, pretty much. And now all these people have to come in and help me out and make it easier for me. And actually, they do. And so, it, you know, you do a show for as long as I have, you want to start to cut corners. And you're even willing to pay for it sometimes. That's what we do. We cut corners. So it saves me a lot of engineering hassles and stuff. So that's what that's all about. These people are incredible people behind the scenes that work on some of these shows, some of these local programs. And even when you take a look at your national programs like Prairie Home Companion, and he goes through the litany at the end of all those people that do all the work, they deserve a mention. So there you go. If you want to email me at dasindaniel@wsu.edu. And I will get back to you. You can call me at 509-332-5047. And I'll get back to you. Generally, I'm never home, so that's how that works. Alrighty? But I will get back to you sooner or later. Fun to talk. Fun to talk to the listeners. Alrighty? This is an evergreen show, meaning we can run this anytime. Somewhere even in the next millennium. So don't be thinking about calendars and stuff because they're not there. We'll get to those. We'll get back to those later on. Good time to do these evergreen shows. Alrighty? Alright, so we're coming right back. You just hold your horses because we are coming back for lots and lots and lots more music. This is Inland Folk, which is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Coming back to hang on.
It's 1 minute before 1 o'clock. More of Inland Folk is just ahead here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. Support for our programming comes from the 28th annual Ye Merry Greenwood Renaissance Fair, bringing Elizabethan England alive through song, dance, and environmental theater this Saturday and Sunday in Richland's Howard Amon Park. From magic to jousting, over 90 performances each day. Details at emarygreenwoodfair.org. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston, KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood, also on translators K274BK 102.7 Kamiakuski, K265DX 100.9 Enterprise Oregon, and K272DO 102.3 Orofino.
Perhaps you feel every day is too busy. Meetings, deadlines, information overload. Sometimes you just need to regain your balance and composure. You'll find respite in Northwest Public Radio, a sanctuary of timeless classical music to clear your mind and soothe the spirit. Every weekday from 9 to 4 or at nwpr.org.